I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook, a real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been. Could be oh so true. I would be, I should be, through and through. I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been. Could have been a flute, a real life giver, could have been a boat. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be, so near. I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Andrew, for the next hour. You just heard a song called One of These Things First from Nick Drake. And that's right, folks. Nick Drake means that it's going to be an autumnal hour. I haven't had a full autumnal hour, so I've got to get one in. And this one's going to be a special one because I'm going to have two side ones. That's right, two back-to-back entire side ones of two different albums that really evoke a feeling of November in general, whether that's Thanksgiving or the changing of the seasons, getting colder, things like that, the excitement that comes with that. Because there's a lot of melancholy today, you know, the daylight savings, and the sun is setting earlier and such, but I like to see the brighter side of it and see all the great things to come, despite the fact that we are in the midst of midterms. It's taking quite a toll, but let's relieve ourselves with these wonderful tunes. The first side one that we'll get to hear today is from a band called Midlake, who are set to release a new album either at the end of this year or the beginning of the very next year, and I'm very hyped for that one because they are one of my all-time favorite bands. And so this will be side one, the first five tracks off of their album, The Trials of Van Occupenther. And then after those five tracks, we'll come back and I'll do our little PSA and a little debrief on that. And then we'll take it away with a side one of another album, which I will not disclose to you just yet, but is also very exciting and also very November. So here we go. Starting it off, side one, Trials of Van Occupenther, Midlake. This is a song called Roscoe.
Thank you. to hand over all of your things and start over new. I must be careful now in my steps. Years of calculations and the stress. My science is waiting, nearly complete. One glass will last for nearly a week. Let me not get down if I'm walking with no one. And if I stumble from exhaustion, buckets are heavy, fill them with water. I could ask these people, but I shouldn't bother. Oh no, I've stumbled, was I going too fast? Some get angry, some of them laugh. They told me I wouldn't, but I found an answer. I'm Van Occupanther. to make the day seem shorter.
And folks, we are back once again, not once again, just again, having just heard the entirety of the first side of Midlake's wonderful 2006 soft indie rock album, Trials of Van Occupanther. The songs that we heard in reverse order were Young Bride, Van Occupanther, Head Home, Bandits, and Roscoe. Just love that album, one of my favorite albums from one of my favorite bands, and evocative of the season in some non-specific way, evocative of general November feelings. The second side as well, some other great songs include It Covers the Hillsides, great song about snow, so definitely check the rest of that one out if you liked what you heard. But now, before we get to the second side one that I'll be playing this hour, because I'm a little bit lazy, and I like to, you know, play the whole side. I like to play a whole side of an album. It's an idea that's been brewing with me for a while, so I'm trying to test it out. But not really lazy, just trying out a new thing. That's what it is, certainly. But now it's time for the PSA, of course. Food Not Bombs. This one's about Food Not Bombs. It's a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. All right. Well, wasn't that a nice PSA? And now, to reveal the second side one. It's another album. It was released about... Of course, it's another album. What am I talking about? It's actually an EP. Technically speaking, it is an EP. It was released as an EP. 1994, 12 years before the last album that I played, has very autumnal, and one could argue almost Halloweenish vibes, although it could go either way. I know it's been 7 days, but I'm still in the Halloween spirit. Why not? But we had our Halloween show, so let's not go overboard with that. But this is a wonderfully dark album, slightly dark. It's grungy, but not too hard. It's very, very tastefully composed and very well produced, in my humble opinion. It's from the group that is probably the greatest grunge group of all time. Sorry, Nirvana, this is Alice in Chains that I'm speaking of. Might be a controversial opinion, but there it is. And this is the first five songs of their seven-song EP in 1994 called Jar of Flies. We're going to start this one off with a song called Rotten Apple. And welcome back for the very last time today. This is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you just heard the first five tracks of the 1994 Alice in Chains EP Jar of Flies. In reverse order, they were Whale and Wasp, No Excuses, I Stay Away, Nutshell, and Rotten Apple. And it's just about time for me to say goodbye to y'all today. And I'll finish us off. Oh, also, by the way, I won't be here next week, so I'll see y'all 2 weeks from now on, what'll that be, the 21st of November, I do believe? The one right before Thanksgiving, I think? Yes, indeed. The 21st is our next show here on Andromeda. And so have a great 2 weeks, and I'll close this out with one from Emmylou Harris. This is a classic. It's called Boulder to Birmingham.
I got on this airplane just to fly, and I know there's life below me, but all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. And I don't want to hear a sad story full of last time I felt like this. I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire, and I stood on the mountain in the night, and I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I watched.
I would wrap my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see.
Well, you really got me this time, and the hardest part is knowing I've come.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.